It is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week. We decide, is it a thing or is it not a thing? Lightning round version as per usual this week, because there is a lot of things out there.
There's a lot of things. Let me start with one that
I was so pleased
to see last night, a positive thing. All these baseball players taking a knee at the kickoff of the season, whatever this season is going to be. I thought that was just an elegant statement on the part of all these athletes. And in my mind, by the way, as to whether or not athletes taking a knee at an event, whether or not that's a debate, in my opinion, that settles the debate. I don't think we're going to hear about that anymore.
I think, you know, I have no doubt that we're going to continue to hear about that and ad infinitum for a long time to come. I thought it was a nice gesture. They knelt before the anthem and then stood for the anthem itself. So I don't know.
Well, they made their point though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we will hear about it on and on from the one guy.
Right.
But I think that the debate about whether or not that's an action that's disrespectful to the flag and that, I just think that's settled. It is for me.
I just have constantly been confused as to why people keep making the argument that kneeling is an act of disrespect. Like, when has kneeling ever been an act of disrespect?
Ridiculous.
Rick proposed to you. He got down on one knee. Was that an act of disrespect when that happened? Like, when you're in church,
Aaron,
and you're supposed to kneel, is that an act of, like the scene in Superman 2 when the bad guy says kneel before Zod? Is he calling for a massive act of disrespect? Because that changes the movie for me, if that's the case.
That's a good point. I'll just clarify this as an issue of fact. Rick did not get on one knee.
Okay.
He opened the door of my of my college dormitory, stuck his head in, and said, because I answered in an annoyed fashion when he knocked, and he lived in another city at the time, so I had no idea it was him at the door, and he just stuck his head in and said, I just want to know if you want to get married. You know, I can come back.
That is the most respectful proposal I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly right. It's like, if this is a bad time, I don't want to get the wrong answer. So that's a great way, by the way, to ask your boss for a raise. Just like, I just came in to tell you I'm valuable and you should pay me more, but I can come back.
I can come back. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I can come back like in another life, by the way.
So, I
think that taking a knee is an act of submission, and I think that everybody knows it, and that's what you've just described. So,
you mentioned,
it is definitely not disrespectful.
You mentioned the one guy, so let's turn to him and combine a couple of things together, because it's kind of along the same lines. This week, Donald Trump actually said that it was a good idea to wear a mask in public, and then a couple of days later turned around and canceled the big rally in Jacksonville. Thing, not a thing.
Right. The cancellation is a big thing. It's a very big thing, because he was really dug in on this, and the reason that he did it is not any concern of his about COVID. It's because they were not getting enough confirmations of people coming, and he was anticipating trying to put together a big event, a big outdoor event. By the way, if you've ever been to Jacksonville, Florida in August, you know you better be ready for some heat.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't very desirable, but they were not getting a lot of major Republicans announced that they were not going to go, and they were having issues with getting a crowd, the same as they had an issue with that 2 weeks ago in New Hampshire, for a small venue in a state where there is not rampant COVID infection. So that's the real reason they canceled it. And I think the cancellation of that is a big thing, because he depends on the energy and attention and reinforcement of speaking before large crowds. And he's not going to have that before November. So this is the one that he had a lot of control over, and it just wasn't going to come together. So, and Jacksonville wasn't going to allow them to do it anyway.
I do hope I didn't have a whole lot of thoughts about Jacksonville, just because I never really assumed that that was ever going to happen in the first place. But I think any discussion of, oh, this big event is going to happen in August or September or October, as far as I'm concerned right now, is not a thing. Unless something really significant changes with the COVID numbers, which it certainly could. You know, we all put masks on, we all do the right thing, then we could see those numbers go down, and then those plans start to become a thing again. But right now, I'm writing everything in pencil for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, unfortunately,
lightly sketch.
Yeah, I do hope that it's going to become a thing that Trump and other leading conservatives actually start. And I mean, leading conservative voices, and I'm thinking about like the talking heads on Fox News, like really start to be serious about encouraging people to do the right thing and take precautions and wear masks and all that. We've seen Trump do things along those lines once, and then it falls out of his head 2 minutes later. So I'm not going to say that this is going to be a permanent switch, but I hope it is, because in the mask debate, the extent to which we're talking to each other about masks, I'm hearing a lot of people looking at folks who are not wearing masks and saying, oh, you're being selfish, you're being nasty, you're not caring about other people, and all of that. The thing that I can't stop thinking about from this past weekend, we were in Asheville, just outside of Asheville, actually, and we stopped into this restaurant just to grab a quick breakfast before moving on. And it was a wonderful throwback to 2019, like absolutely no masks at all, no social distancing. People were in the restaurant, like shaking hands and back slapping and giving each other hugs and all of this. And it was ridiculous. There was, but the thing is, it's a small town outside of Asheville. It's a small town diner. So everyone in there knows everyone else. And you can tell, like, they're all good friends. They all know each other. They all love each other. They all care about each other and each other's lives. And there were people in there who were clearly, you know, physically ailing. A lot of them were older. There was one guy, and it's the guy that I can't stop thinking about, who had an oxygen tank with him, like with the,
oh my God,
like actually breathing through an oxygen tank. And people were, you know, back slapping, hey, how you doing, getting up close, hugs and handshakes and all of that. And I guarantee you that none of the people in that building would have done that if they thought for a second that they were putting that guy in danger by doing it. And like, because they're all good people, they all love this guy, they all like him a lot, they know him really well, they would never do anything to put him in danger. And the reason that they are acting the way that they are is because there are people in positions of power and authority, people who they trust, who have spent the last 5 months very forcefully sending the message that the mask is unnecessary, this is all overblown, it's a media hoax, the Democrats are blowing it up and all of that. I think this is on them. I don't think it's on the individual people who are making the decision not to wear masks. I think you have to look at the top and look at the people who are in those positions of power and authority, who have those big microphones and are using them in really unprofessional and irresponsible ways, I think.
I just couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think that the you know, a big deal in this is the power of the megaphone of Fox News, and that in that community, which is, you know, Asheville is a funny little community. You know, we think of it as being, you know, in some ways, progressive and a very artistic community and all that, but it's very conservative. You know, that's Mark Meadows' district out there. And, you know, but those people, they're not idiots. I mean, they're just, if you're bombarded with this information day in and day out, that this is a cooked up scheme by Democrats to unseat the president, and nobody you know is affected by this, and and other things that you could name easily that are in that bubble, and you're not getting a lot of competing information, then yeah, they're going to behave in that way, which is arguably irresponsible. But they're not the main culprits here. It's the president, his administration, which is a lot of people, and the media outlet that provides him, you know, a megaphone to reinforce these irresponsible messages. I just wonder how it's going to work, and how does it work in their minds when they're trying to change this message between now and mid-October to say, oh, we're taking care of this, and now we need to ask you to wear a mask. I mean, have they got some angle of describing it that's going to make any sense?
I don't know, but I hope they give it a shot. I hope they give it a shot.
I do. I completely agree with you, yeah. Because, my father lives in Florida, you know, and he's 91 years old and not the picture of health, so... this can find its way to him easily, and what needs to happen is for the whole country to act in unison. We could do that. We could do that. We could do that next month. We could shut everything down all over again and all be on the same page, hypothetically, and everything could be a lot better by the middle of September. I don't think it will be, though.
Who's on the water?
But it's possible.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Well, I was going to say Anthony Fauci, but I have a feeling you're not going to believe me.
I don't actually believe you when you say that.
You don't actually believe me. You know he's out giving a pitching, camp for kids or something. Did you see his opening pitch there last night?
It was last night. I wouldn't describe it as a pitch per se. More of a projection.
Well, you know, I saw an interesting thing on Twitter about it that they said, you know, because it's Fauci and because it's the level of credibility that he has, we think that he really did that deliberately to avoid the spread of the virus. He wanted that ball in the dirt before it got to the catcher.
Yeah, no, he was just bad at it.
Well, that's right, because he's was the guy who paid attention in all those science classes so that he could keep us alive. I'm okay with it. A lot of people can throw baseball, including me.
I'll tune
including
in.
Including you. The answer to your question is I don't know who's on the water cooler this weekend. AJ would know the answer to that, but I'm afraid that I do not.
Well, either way, tune in this weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning at 9, Sunday afternoon at 1 and 8, weekendwatercooler.com for the full archive. Gene Bolduc, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.